This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Telangana today. During the day-long visit, the President will grace the 21st convocation of Nalsar University of Law at Hyderabad. She will also inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The 8-day-long Kala Mahotsav will showcase the art, culture, crafts and culinary diversity of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory today. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday addressed three public rallies in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari. Mr. Amit Shah appealed to vote for BJP candidate Santosh Sarwan from Mulana constituency, Asim Goyal from Ambala city and Pawan Saini from Narayangarh assembly constituency. Acting Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini was also present in the public rally. Mr. Shah alleged that during the 10-year rule of Congress in Haryana, the lands of farmers were looted and favoritism and nepotism prevailed in the name of giving jobs, but in BJP rule the jobs were given on merit. Bahujan Samajwadi Party's National President and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mayawati and Indian National Lok Dal's General Secretary and former MLA Abhay Singh Chautala addressed public rally in Prithala Assembly constituency. All India Congress Committee General Secretary and Sirsa MP Kumari Selja addressed a public meeting in Kalanwali in support of Congress candidate Sheesh Pal Keharwal. She said that farmers, labourers, traders, employees, women, unemployed youth are troubled by the BJP rule. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired India's CELAC Foreign Ministers meeting alongside Honduras' Secretary of Foreign Affairs Enrique Reyna in New York yesterday. CELAC stands for Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. The agenda included digital public infrastructure, health, clean energy and capacity building. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he highlighted possibilities for greater engagement in AI, e-mobility, space, smart agriculture and drones. He added that India's CELAC political cooperation and deepening economic linkages advance South-South cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar noted that India and CELAC have a shared commitment to reformed multilateralism. A meeting of the India-CARICOM foreign ministers was also held on the sidelines of UNGA. The External Affairs Minister co-chaired the meeting with his counterpart from Dominica, Vince Henderson. The discussions were held around upgrading India-CARICOM partnership and deepening cooperation in health, IT, fintech, capacity building, renewables and food security. Dr. Jaishankar said India's bonds with CARICOM draw from past experiences, address current needs and aspire towards a brighter future. Dr. Jaishankar also held bilateral talks with his North Macedonia counterpart, Timko Mukunski. Both ministers discussed investment, connectivity and cooperation with the region. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will inaugurate the 20th Divya Kala Mela in Pune today. This Mela stands as a unique celebration of the craftsmanship, creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of Divyang artisans, artists and entrepreneurs from across India. It aims to provide a larger platform for Divyang artisans to market and promote their products, fostering their economic empowerment. The United States has announced an agreement with the Iraqi government to end the military mission in Iraq of an American-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group by next year. U.S. officials, who briefed reporters yesterday, said the agreement will bring about a two-phase transition in the troops assigned to Iraq that began this month. In the Macau Open Badminton, the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the semifinals after defeating Taiwan's Su Hin Yu and Wu Liu Yu. The Indian pair will next face another Taiwanese duo, C.P. Shan and Hung En Su, in the semifinal today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.